Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, we're the only radio broadcast in America that concentrates on one of the segments of news every week that is huge and touches almost everybody's life that listens. It doesn't matter what age you are across the board. You are using more technology now than you have ever used before, and there is more technology being targeted to you than there has ever been before. And that's why we spend time taking a look at what's around the corner and what's being produced and why it's there. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Ari Zoldan is my partner in crime with this little segment every week, and he's back again today. And Ari, it's good to have you. So I've been hearing a little bit about these things called air taxis. And I've been hesitant to believe that they are actually taking place now, but I guess they are. Something called a Fluber is now in operation. Bring me up to speed on this.
Yeah, so I had a great experience yesterday. A friend of mine, Mark, is launching a service. And we had spoken in the past, Kevin, about this Uber economy, right? It's all about, it's quick, it's efficient, and it's convenient, it's price compatible. Right when you get into an Uber today, it's an app, it's app-driven, it shows up, it's relatively cheap to get there, and you go there in style. So company's launching by a friend of mine, a real innovator, and he's taking that model, he's just taking it to the air. So he's going to be launching services from New York to Boston, New York to Washington, New York to Philadelphia. And what's interesting is that it's almost going to be the same price as you getting onto a commercial airline. So it's Uber in the air, you know, so you could imagine what Uber's doing on the ground. He's taking it to the next level, and he's going to be taking passengers to all these local markets quickly, efficiently. But most importantly, he's doing it at a price point where you can say, hey, you know, I could either fly Delta, I could fly American Airlines and go 2 hours before the airport, an hour afterwards, or he literally, a car comes, picks you up at your front door, takes you to the tarmac, and in 45 minutes, you're at Boston, you're in Boston and you're in Washington.
Oh, wow.
So it's really neat.
Well, I can already hear the complaints in the Salem, New York management's office this next year. Because once Piscopo understands that he could have personal taxi service to and from the city, you know, with the air, he's going to be all over Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce for that. This is, you know, there's going to be no end to it. No, guys, you don't understand. I gotta get my air taxi to get to the show on time. I'm just kidding, Joe. We love Joe. All right, let's talk about. I'm seeing commercials for it. You mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but the technology known as 5G is just around the corner, and now Samsung and Verizon are saying they're going to have 5G up and ready for 2019. Is that true? How fast are they going to do it? And why does it matter? If I like what I've got now, what am I going to be missing out on with 5G?
Sure. We have. You remember, I'm a huge Top Gun fan. I don't know about you, but I've watched Top Gun, you know, 1,000 times and could probably recite it line by line.
Sure.
But the famous line is the need for speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Today it's all about, you know, if you think the downloads right now are fast, I mean, 5G is going to be completely game changing. You're talking about downloading on your phone, you know, all the series of Godfather within, you know, 1 or 2 minutes. And the handset manufacturers obviously need to keep up to speed with this new broadband network that's being built. So for them, it's for the networks, they're going to be making an enormous amount of money. Unfortunately, probably the pricing for us is going to go up, but I feel that we're going to be getting an enormous amount of value because of all the data we're reading up right now. So we need to match that with the speed.
Well, that'll be interesting. But you do think it's viable in 2019, which is what the story said today.
No, I don't think it's going to happen in 2019. I think 2020, 2021, into 2022 is when I think there's going to be mass adoption.
Okay, and interesting. Ari Zoldan making predictions, and he's usually the one that's right, so I wouldn't bet against him.
We have a good track record. We have, I think, between
you've got a great track record.
we've got a pretty good track record on those tech predictions.
Yeah. No, you're way more spot on than most of the other, quote, experts I've seen. Hey, let's talk about this for a second, because it is going to be a hugely popular Christmas and holiday gift. But the Amazon Echo and the other Alexa devices, Amazon is now saying, I mean, who would have ever thought that this would have been the case? But they're going to lower the wall between themselves and Apple, and they're going to start allowing Apple Music to be accessed by the Alexa devices, the Echo and the Dot and all the other things that they have that, you know, because Apple has its own technology with Siri. This is obviously kind of groundbreaking here, isn't it, Ari?
Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I wasn't expecting to see that kind of news, obviously, because there's so much competition in the marketplace, obviously, between the 800-pound gorillas. So, you know, to see that, you know, they're looking at collaboration versus competition, and typically, you know, we have spoken about this before, competition is good from a price perspective and a quality perspective, but with this specific relationship, I think it's very interesting, and I think really it's a win-win for everyone. But again, you know, things are still out, and we'll kind of see what that looks like in the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, and the idea that I could buy, so this was really frustrating to me, because if we bought movies or music on Amazon, even Kindle books, etc., we could not access them on the Apple, and vice versa. If we did the Apple thing, we couldn't do it on the Amazon thing. If they figure out that there's a greater benefit, I guess, to be had in furthering a thaw between the two of them, does that mean the consumers are necessarily going to get the worse end of that deal?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I am, though, curious, because, you know, that I don't have the answer to. I am curious where the revenue model is for both of them to be able to make more money, right? I mean, that's the only reason why they're doing it. I just don't think they're doing it because they're nice guys, which a lot of them are. But I'm curious to see what the business model is, and I think we'll see that in the next 6 months to a year, and whether or not, you know, this is just a pilot or this is actually something that's really serious that's going to work for everyone.
Well, it's going to be interesting nonetheless, and that was featured. A couple of these things were featured in the New York Post today, and it's interesting. All right, I mean, I think that the holidays this year are going to be more tech focused than ever before, and I'm thinking that that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, we even talked about in our house because my 8-year-old has more homework now that is. That is not paper and pencil. It is he logs in, he works for a specified amount of time or does a specified number of assignments, and it's a combination usually of each. Usually the math is how much time he spends, and the other is how many, you know, answers he gets to questions, etc. But it's really changing everything. He's not gonna do a lot of homework this year on paper, and it's, you know, so it's just a sign of the times, I guess. But it's changing our life. It's changing everybody's life as it is. And Ari, you're the one helping us understand it. Thanks so much.
Kevin, thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.